Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro here, back from vacation. And what do we have? We've got more news for you on this Eagles Live here, live from the NovaCare Complex. Wonderful show for you today. We'll check in with Tony Pauline from SI.com, our draft expert. Kind of give you a sense of what happens here. The draft 2.5 weeks away. Where do the Eagles go with that 15th pick? What's strong in the draft? And a team with 3 picks in the first 2 rounds. Coming off an offseason like this, anything is possible for the Philadelphia Eagles. Get you caught up on the news today. The Eagles agreeing to terms on a 1-year contract with defensive tackle Derek Landry. Now, we all wanted Landry back. Hustle player, productive last year, leads the team in tackles for loss with 8 in a part-time role. Didn't join the team until week 5 after Antonio Dixon went down, but very, very productive. Did not get a lot of big-time interest in free agency, so he comes back a 1-year deal with the Eagles. I don't think it's guaranteed, honestly, that he makes the team, but when you look at the defensive tackle rotation right now with Cullen Jenkins, Mike Patterson, Derek Landry, Antonio Dixon, Cedric Thornton, not a bad group at all, and still the possibility that the Eagles could add to it in the draft. Would they carry 5 defensive tackles and 5 defensive ends? Maybe. I mean, I know they like Thornton. I like the crawl. I love the crawl. But really good player, really good hustle player, very productive last year. I know Jim Washburn wanted him back. Why he doesn't get a lot of attention in free agency, I don't understand. He's just somebody you want on your team. Kind of like a Dan Klecko. Just a rugged, hard-playing, good football player. So he comes back to join the defensive tackle rotation. I would doubt that Trevor Laws comes back now. Trevor getting some interest reportedly from the St. Louis Rams. And Landry's back along with King Dunlap, who went into free agency and came back, along with Evan Mathis, who went into free agency and came back. Really, it's just another strong, strong move from the Philadelphia Eagles in free agency. So we'll talk to Landry a little later on. Adam Kaplan will also join us in studio a bit later on. And we take your phone calls on a day when we wonder what's next. Eagles reportedly interested in safety Jeremiah Bell, who played in Miami with Todd Bowles, who when Bowles was the defensive coordinator there, he, of course, now is the cornerbacks coach with the Eagles. Is there interest in Jeremiah Bell? He's got some age on him, 34 years old, been around the league, size is fine, played a lot, been productive, not a bad year last year. You know, a young team, are they looking for kind of a short-term fix at the safety spot? 215-339-6709 is the number. Good offseason so far. I hope you guys are as excited as I am about what's going on with this football team and what's ahead for the Eagles in the draft. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to James in Maryland. Hey, James.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing this
morning? I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Good to see you. Excited seeing the Eagles. I saw they got Bell tackle to play behind, you know, to take over for Peters this year, and then they just re-signed Landry and Dunlap. I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, there's Demetrius Bell right there. Yeah, I was on vacation, obviously still following it, but fortunate in a sense that injury happened. And there's the Kate Jouse who gets it done. She's the one who's making all the deals, by the way, people. But the idea that the Eagles were able to actually still get a very young, quality starter in the league. That's the only silver lining to losing Jason Peters.
Yeah, because I mean, you really didn't want to lose him. But if you got to replace him with somebody, you know, I think Bell is going to do fine. I think Dunlap is a good backup. I think they'll be okay. I really do. And it's good to see him taking interest in his safety. I know everybody was worried about safety. But the question that I had for you today, Dave, something I saw while I was, you know, here on Easter weekend. This past week, and wanted to get your take on it and see what you thought about it, was I saw that the Eagles or there was a report anyway, we'll put it that way, about Eagles working out or interviewing Tannehill, the quarterback, and that they were interested in Michael Floyd. And I mean, I don't think those are bad draft prospects, obviously. I think they're very good, you know, football players. But I just wanted to get your take on what you think the Eagles were, you know, if they were just doing their homework, if they really think they might be able to get these two.
Here's the thing. Let me first address Tannehill. And I'm not addressing them from the quality of the player standpoint. I think the Eagles are A, doing their due diligence. Mm-hmm. Eagles are B, are going to add a quarterback in this draft. I mean, I just it would shock me if they don't. It just seems where all this smoke is, there's got to be some interest in getting another quality quarterback in here. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that, you know, it's Mike Vick's got it's a kind of a huge play year for him? Maybe. Does it mean that they like Mike Kafka but don't see him as a franchise quarterback? Maybe. Mm-hmm. What does it mean about Trent Edwards? I mean, it means that he's not guaranteed a job.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you next.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles they want to get a great quarterback, and if they see that, I think if they always see that opportunity, they will try to. Now with Michael Floyd, look, the guy's just a stud, and we've been talking about a red zone wide receiver. I want the Eagles to sign Plaxico Burress. Okay, I've been very public about that. That's my interest now. But maybe the Eagles are saying, well, why should we sign Plaxico Burress when we can draft Michael Floyd? If Michael Floyd's the 15th pick in the draft, he comes in and plays right away in some kind of package.
Right, absolutely.
I think what the Eagles are hoping to do is to go into the draft with as few obvious needs as possible. And I mean, you could argue right now that outside linebacker is a need. You could argue, although I think Jamar Chaney's going to be your starting strong side linebacker and Brian Roll is going to be your starting weak side linebacker. I think you could argue that safety is a need right now that maybe they address. That's kind of why I think they're looking for a great player.
I agree with you, and I'm with you, Dave, 100%. I've wanted them to sign Plaxico Burress. I want the red zone threat, and I know he is one. We've seen him do it to us when he was with the Giants. You know he can do it, and I also agree with you when you say that I think they're addressing all these needs right now, so they can go into the draft with, I mean, I guess what you would say, an open mind. But, you know, if they do end up getting another safety, if it's Bell or somebody else. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. And if they can get Floyd, you know, again, I'll take Floyd over Burress. But if they don't, you know, the other thing they have to kind of think about is Burress going to be there after the draft? Maybe somebody grabs him before or during or, you know, just one of those things. Yeah. But I wanted to get your take on that and just see what you thought about it because I was reading it, and I think they're both good players. But, you know, I guess if I had a choice, I'd like to see him get Floyd. Not that I don't think our receiving corps is bad. I think our receiving corps is one of the top. I think it's one of the top three in the NFL.
James, I think if I had a choice, I'd say the same thing. And for the reason is, I want the first pick in the draft to play this year and help this team win the Super Bowl. I understand the idea of getting a quarterback and looking down the line and. And that's a great idea with the way how he's thinking and Andy Reid's thinking and all. Mm-hmm. But we know how much this is riding on this year. So
absolutely.
With that 15th pick or whatever it is, the 12th pick or the 18th pick, whatever it becomes your first pick, I want that guy to contribute to this football team. Now, if it's a quarterback, you better think he can be the number two quarterback this year.
Yeah, over Kafka or Edwards. And I think whatever quarterback they take, and I've said this to you before, and I still firmly believe it, that I don't believe there's a quarterback that can come into the Philadelphia Eagles and not be productive when they play. I mean, Andy Reid just gets the best out of just about any quarterback he puts in there.
Yeah.
Whether it was Feely or, you know, Garcia or, I mean, even Coy Detmer just looked great when he played in there. So I think whoever they get will be fine. It doesn't have to be a first-round quarterback. So,
well, it'll be. I don't know the quality of the quarterbacks after, you know, Luck and RG3 and Tannehill and.
There's three. There's three that could be productive, and I think Andy Reid could get some out of them. But I mean, I would really only say three.
Yeah.
But that's just about it that I can see.
What if the Eagles used a second-round pick on Brandon Whedon? I don't care that he's 28. If he gives you 7-8 years, who cares?
Yeah,
I mean.
No, and I agree. I don't think that's a big deal because I felt the same way about Danny Watkins last year. I don't care that he was 27 when they drafted him because he didn't have a lot of, you know what I mean? He doesn't have a lot of wear on his body.
Yeah, I look at Danny Watkins right now, and I just see a solid right guard who's going to play for a long time. I don't care that he's 27, 28 years old rather than 23, 24.
Absolutely. If they don't have the wear on them, they can be productive. I don't believe that age is one of those things. I'm just not a believer in the age. And another reason I say that is because, I mean, Ray Lewis is still playing. I know that's a huge exception to me. You just throw that name out there, but if you want an example of players that are playing for a while, I mean, even, you know, there are a lot of players that play for a long time.
Yeah.
So I have no problem. I have no problem with the age. As long as he's a productive player, and I agree, I think Danny Watkins will be, I have no problem with the age.
Yep.
Second round, that's what they want to do. I'm all for it.
Yeah, going to be fat. Hey, James, thanks so much. Thanks for the call. I think draft weekend, and we start our coverage on Monday, April 23rd, 2 weeks from today, 11 o'clock with Eagles Draft Live. And then we're live on Wednesday before the draft. And, of course, throughout the draft, myself, Merrill Reese, Adam Kaplan in studio. We'll check in with Tony Pauline up at Draft Headquarters in New York. Eagles Draft Live presented by Deaton Watson. Make sure you're with us throughout. And I know you will be because you always are. With all of these things going around here, you know, what are they going to do with Asante Samuel? What are they going to do with three picks in the first two rounds? What are they going to do with all this cap room? And there still is a bit of cap room left. I can't wait. Steve in Alabama, good morning, Steve-O.
Dave, what's up,
hey,
man?
How you doing?
Oh, man, just excited, man. You know, Eagles got a lot to do this offseason. We're real busy. I mean, I'm excited, man. I just, you know, I'm just waiting every day to see what's the next move
until the
draft.
Yeah, and I think right now, Steve, it is a buyer's market, and you can get good quality football players with very little cap ramification. I mean, the players just have no leverage right now. A player like Derek Landry signs a one-year deal for reportedly, I think, $1 million. I mean, no.
Yeah, that was surprising. I was like, wow. Yeah. I thought he would have tried to get more, but hey.
Which he did try. He just didn't get it.
Yeah. I like the last caller about that Plexico Burress, Michael Floyd talk.
Yes.
I mean, that's been one of my positions that I wanted. I do want Plex, 6'6", big time receiver. But I mean, if you can get the young guy, why not? You're gonna have him forever.
There's a lot of schools of thought there. I mean, you know, Plaxico Burress, very productive year last year. As we take a look at Derek Landry, who returns on a 1 year deal, Plaxico Burress fits a role. Now, is he at the point in the offseason where he says, I am not getting the love that I want in free agency? It is dawning on me that maybe my best option is to go somewhere where I think I can fit into the offense and then compete, because he's not going to get a big-time deal. Just is not going to. But he fits a role very nicely. And with a veteran, you have to think, are you okay with fitting in this role? A rookie, you come in, you don't know what the possibilities can be. I'd be very surprised if Michael Floyd was the Eagles' first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I mean, and also Plex, you got to honestly, he's probably going to be the fourth receiver because Avant has that slot on lock, and you know, already know Deshaun and Macklin on the outside, so yeah, he has to think about that. But I mean, I honestly say we do get a big time receiver. Maybe we get a diamond in the rough. Hopefully, praying for it, but. You never know about receiver, but I still feel we probably are going to go defensive tackle in the draft. There's so many there's some nice defensive tackles out there, and I feel like it's going to land right there at 15.
Well, it could be. Steve, thank you. It could be. Then you've got a really good situation up front. I mean, a really good situation. They've already bolstered things in the last couple of years here, bringing in Babin, bringing in Jenkins, bringing in Landry. Antonio Dixon, to me, is a huge key. He's got to come back and play like Jim Washburn wants him to play, get in shape, high motor, high desire, you know, build on that promise that we saw a couple of years ago when he basically pushed Broderick Bunkley out of town. You know, the Eagles have long believed this, as do most of the teams in the league. You build from the line of scrimmage out, and the Eagles are doing that with their defensive linemen. And they, I guess I'd be really surprised if they draft a defensive end. And I would not be surprised if they draft a defensive tackle. Roger in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Roger. Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's up?
Good. I still say they should draft a kid out of Boston College, the linebacker.
Luke Kuechly, and you'd like to play him on the strong side?
Yes, I would.
You know, I think the Eagles obviously have paid a lot of attention to him. It looks like with all these mocks, it'd be a surprise if he got out of that top 10. I personally would tell you that I would not trade up in the top 10 for a strong side linebacker. But, yeah, he's a very good player. Now, here's the question, Roger.
Yes.
As you're building this team here, would you rather have DeMeco Ryans in the middle or Luke Kuechly?
No. Well, I would play Kuechly on the outside.
I understand that. So if he's there at 15, if he's there and Fletcher Cox is there, who are you taking?
I would stay Kuechly.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll
and
see.
Also, I like the kid Barron from Alabama.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about the safety position, and that's a weird one. Wasn't he injured a little bit?
I think he's rising up.
He's rising up according to the media, and he could be somebody you consider as well. No question. Eagles need to be better at safety. They've got it now. Some of that will come from Nate Allen being healthy. Some of that will come from Kurt Coleman now recovering and getting a year older. Some of that will come from Jaquan Jarrett, who has to be better. But this team needs to be more effective, more consistent, more plays out of the safety spots. I think we all agree with that. But the problem here is, Roger, there's just not a lot of safeties out there. And that's why, reportedly, the Eagles have some interest and have at least reached out to Jeremiah Bell, who played Miami with Todd Bowles.
He's 34 years old, though. That's the whole
thing.
Barron's a good physical. We need somebody real physical in the center there.
Yeah, I agree. Well, hey, Roger, we're going to find out in a couple of weeks here.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. That's my neck of the woods, Drexel Hill. Yeah, the Eagles reportedly, now that we stress the word reportedly, interested in Jeremiah Bell. All right, let's take a little break here. When we return to Eagles Live, Tony Pauline, draft expert, SI.com, joins us on the phone, and then we'll talk to Adam Kaplan as well. Stay with us on Eagles Live.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Here we are. On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Join us at the NovaCare Complex on Saturday, April 14th or Sunday, April 15th for the 6th Annual Eagles Kids Club Junior Combine. Presented by Teva Pharmaceuticals, the Junior Combine is the ultimate football experience and an absolute can't-miss event for Eagles fans age 6 to 14. Throughout the day, you'll have the chance to run through multiple football drills with Eagles coaches and players inside the team's practice facility, and all participants will receive a t-shirt, gift bag, and an autographed item. Tickets are on sale now and going fast, so be sure to get yours today.
Seen the signs on the passersby, something's got to give. Can't be free if it's good for me, but this good thing comes along and I can't hide too long.
Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Dave Spadaro with you here. Time to talk a little bit about the draft, the Eagles in all these mock drafts. It seems everybody thinks the Eagles are going to go defensive. Now, the addition or the reacquisition, the re-signing of defensive tackle Derek Landry, we'll see what that does as far as the Eagles thinking. All of a sudden, people believe the Eagles go defensive line, perhaps, with that 15th pick in the first round. Let's go to our draft expert from SI.com, the great Tony Pauline. And Tony, you hear a lot of rumors out there, a lot of players reportedly moving up and down the board. Michael Floyd, Ryan Tannehill, interest with the Eagles. From your standpoint, you're sitting out there trying to figure out what teams are doing. You have any idea what the Eagles are going to do?
You know, I'll be surprised if they sit pat where they're selecting. They have a history of moving up when they target a player, or if the players that they don't want are available, they'll move down. I really think that that's what they're going to do. That's what their history has shown, because I don't see anyone there that really fits their bill, fits their need, or is really worth a pick at a position that they desire where they are selecting. So at the end of the day, I would be more surprised if the Eagles stand pat than if they move either up or down.
This team is so hard to figure out, Tony. When you look at this draft, let's first talk defensive tackle here, and Don Terry Poe is somebody who jumped out at everybody. What's your sense of how teams, after all of that hoopla from the combine, what are teams thinking about him? Where do you expect him to go?
Well, you know, listen, it was only hoopla from the media's point of view, because for most of the media, it's the first time they ever saw Don Terry Poe. I mean, for those of us who have been, you know, follow the draft year round, Don Terry Poe was considered a first round choice all along, and his combine workout didn't surprise me, because when you watch him on film, he's a very athletic, fluid 345-pound defensive lineman. You know, what he showed at the combine was nothing new. You watched him at Memphis, he was able to get down the line of scrimmage, outside the box. They occasionally dropped him off the line of scrimmage in space on zone blitzes, and he did a good job. Now, my issue with him was he didn't always play like a 345-pound defensive lineman. He was rather easily locked up at the point of attack. Now, that could be coaching. The Memphis program was terrible. I think when you get a guy that big, that fluid, a guy with that amount of upside, he's going to be a top 12 pick. And I think he's justifiably a top 12 pick. I in no way, shape, or form look at Don Terry Poe and consider him, you know, a workout warrior, just a combine, you know, a result of the combine. He was a good player at Memphis.
Who's a better player, Fletcher Cox or Don Terry Poe, in your opinion?
I think Fletcher Cox has more versatility in the sense that he's a better pass rusher than Don Terry Poe. He's a guy that you can line up at defensive tackle. You can line him up as a two-gap end when you, if you go to a 3-4 alignment on certain occasions. You can even shift him over the right offensive tackle. I think he's got more versatility. He's got a little bit better athleticism. He's got more upside. Don Terry Poe may be a bit more NFL ready, but I think down the road Cox will be the better player.
So the Eagles last week, Tony, showed some interest reportedly in Arkansas quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Your evaluation of Tannehill?
Texas A&M quarterback.
Texas A&M, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Tannehill. I think he's going to be overdrafted. I think he's a guy who's a developmental prospect. He's a project in the works. Really hasn't played the quarterback position all that much. Started off at receiver. Has shown some good things, some good signs, but he's a long way from being NFL ready. He needs a lot of work on his game before he's polished. But because of the fact that he plays the quarterback position, it's such an area of need for so many teams. You know, he's got great upside, and then you look at what happened last year. Ponder going with the 12th pick. Jake Locker going with the 8th pick. Cam Newton doing as well as he did. I think Tannehill's going to be overdrafted. Probably he's going to be a top 10 choice.
How about the safety position in this draft? Eagles, you know, really haven't addressed their safeties. Mark Barron from Alabama is the top-rated safety. Are there three or four NFL quality, starting quality safeties out there?
Not really. It also depends on what type of safety you're looking for. There's a lot of good strong safeties or traditional strong safeties, a lot of downhill guys, you know, in the box types of guys. Harrison Smith out of Notre Dame, George Iloka out of Boise State, Antonio Allen out of South Carolina, who are going to fit in that second, third round area. If you're looking for your more traditional center fielder, your traditional sideline to sideline free safety, aren't too many guys like that, especially after Barron. You know, Trent Smith out of Michigan State fits the bill. He's probably more of a third round guy, but again, he's not that big. He's under 5'10", he's 195 pounds. He can cover, though. If you're looking for a cover safety, a guy that you can place over the slot receiver on occasion, go sideline to sideline, get outside the numbers, he's the guy you're going to look to. Not a lot of depth at the safety position.
Tony, how are the linebackers in this draft? That's another position of question for Eagles fans regarding this Eagles team. They brought in D'Amico Ryans. He plays the middle. Who plays next to him? We don't know. Any stud possibilities in the first round on the outside?
I actually like the linebackers from a 3-4 perspective more than I do a 4-3. I mean, your top 4-3 outside linebackers, probably Zach Brown. When I say that, I mean a three-down guy, a guy that can play the run, can get depth, can play the pass, and he's more of a second-rounder. Your top linebackers in this year's draft are really college defensive ends that are going to project to the outside linebacker position primarily in a 3-4 situation. Melvin Ingram, Nick Perry of USC, Whitney Mercellus of Illinois. Shea McClellan's an interesting choice, a guy who's moving up draft boards justifiably so, played defensive end at Boise State, but went to the Senior Bowl, was used at multiple 4-3 outside linebacker positions, made an easy, smooth transition to it. Still a guy who's going to need some work on his game. I don't think the Eagles would look towards him unless they traded down. Bobby Wagner's an interesting guy, but again, in the middle of Utah State, guy who played middle linebacker, has also been used on the outside. He's got that athleticism. But again, you're looking at the mid-first round, that's a bit early for Bobby Wagner.
Hey, last one, Tony. I always wait for that player to fall out of the top 10 that you think is going to go. And maybe the Eagles, with this roster, it's fairly complete. It looks like they don't have any gaping holes. Maybe they go after, quote, the best player on the board. Who would be a candidate, as you look at the way it stacks up right now, to fall out of the top 10?
Yeah, it probably could be Riley Reiff of Iowa. I mean, there's a variety of opinions. The offensive tackle, junior offensive tackle from Iowa, there's a big variety of opinions on Reiff. Some teams love him, think he could be a left tackle, think he's a top 12 choice. A lot of teams don't like him, though. They don't think he has the athleticism to play left tackle. They have him as a late-round guard. So if there's a guy who's going to drop in round one, coming out of that top 10, like you said, and everybody's scratching their heads why, it could be Riley Reiff of Iowa.
Okay. Hey, Tony, we will speak to you often during draft week. We thank you very much for spending some time with us today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports. Live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Hi, I'm Eagle Safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles' pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first...
Dave Spadaro here with Adam Kaplan, the great Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, I suppose. Long time no see. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. So the Eagles get Derek Landry to agree to terms today. You tell us the details of the deal.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, I'll be honest with you. Someone had asked me late last week. I said, it doesn't look really good. He's got interest elsewhere. And what do you know? I think what happened to Dave is they found a middle ground. And the middle ground was 1 year. Because the money's not great. You're not, if the longer you wait, I've said this for years, the longer you wait, the less money you're going to get.
Of course.
And that's just the way it is. But it's not a bad deal, actually. He can make a decent amount of money with incentives.
Ballpark me here. I have to beg for the numbers?
I'll give you what it comes down to. $1.875 million, which includes incentives.
Okay.
If he hits playing time incentives, he'll make that because $500,000 is guaranteed. It's a nice deal. I know he was talking to Tampa Bay, but Moby Okoye kind of took his spot there. And the Eagles, I'll give Howie Roseman credit. He never stopped communicating with his people, and that's what helped. And the Eagles had interest all along here, and he comes back off of a great season. Played about a third of the snaps, about 34% of the snaps. Him and Trevor Laws played almost the same identical snaps. Right now, I'd say Trevor Laws would be a long shot to come back.
Of course, yeah, agreed. Why is Derek Landry one of those players who doesn't get the – even a 3-year deal at modest numbers? I mean, he led
the
team.
He's not old either. He's 29.
Right. He led the team in tackles for loss last year. Yeah. He's very productive, very active, great attitude, you know, smart guy.
It's a great story, really is.
Why doesn't he get a deal? Is he just not a pretty player?
I think possibly earlier in free agency, maybe there was something out there, but I think this happened. With the only D tackle that it got paid was Broderick Bunkley, the former Eagle with the Saints, and that's it. They all got modest deals.
It is such an important position. Is it because the draft is loaded with them?
It is. I think that's probably part of it. But again, Derek Landry is a backup D tackle. He only played in about a third of the snaps, so it's not like he could warrant what Moby Okoye got was a little bit more. Okoye played in 55% of the snaps for the Bears, and he got about $2 million. So actually, to be honest with you, Landry's deal is very similar to Okoye. So now the Eagles have four guys that they really like, and we'll see about the other kid, Thornton, see if he can make the team. But I strongly believe in that. I don't think the Landry deal has anything to do with it. And I can tell you this. I'll add this as well. Jim Washburn had a lot to do with Landry coming back. Washburn really wanted him back. Landry loved playing for Washburn, and it worked really well. But this does not preclude the Eagles from drafting a D-tackle in the first round. In fact, I think that's what they're looking at. But there's a difference between the best D-tackle in the draft, Fletcher Cox, and the other guys. They're not getting Fletcher Cox at 15, I can tell you that.
Adam, let's talk about some of the things the Eagles have done here in the offseason. Most recently, signing Demetrius Bell, replacing Jason Peters. Your read on that, and really what kind of player Bell is, what Eagles fans can expect.
Bell's an athletic left tackle. He's got good long arms, 6'5", good size. The negative clearly is injuries. Last season had a couple nagging ones. Early in his career, he had a knee injury. Here's a guy who started a decent amount of games. He's a good football player. And quite frankly, had they not signed Bell, they were looking at the draft. I don't know where. There was no one else out there who from an athletic standpoint, who fits what Howard Mudd wants. See, Howard Mudd had a lot to do with this. This is the guy that Howard Mudd wanted. He fits that athletic profile that Mudd likes, and he got him. It's been detailed. Bell talked about it, meeting with Mudd. This is a really good signing. It's very interesting because they gave him more years than I thought he'd get. In fact, I know this. His agent had been telling teams who I talked to, he's not signing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a great deal. But the thing is, because of the way it's structured, the Eagles are going to have to make a decision after this season, and we'll see what happens.
So the five-year deal is not a five-year deal.
It's pretty much a one-year deal. Then if they want to bring him back, they could either restructure or he could stay on it. But I don't see him staying on this deal. It's a pretty significant offer and a contract that he got. Now, then what do you do about Jason Peters? Well, I think they're going to wait and see how he comes back. Achilles injuries with 30-year-old players, you never know if they could be the same.
And look, if Demetrius Bell plays great football, the Eagles are going to keep him. They'll find a place for him. You can never have too many good offensive linemen.
It's a good problem to have.
And the other report out there is that the Eagles are interested in safety Jeremiah Bell, former Miami Dolphin, played with Todd Bowles when Bowles was the defensive coordinator there. What kind of player is Bell? What kind of legitimacy is this report?
I would say that, knowing what I know about their talks, I would say that it's not anywhere close to happening. And it's all about Todd Bowles there. If Todd Bowles was not the defensive backs coach for the Eagles, they wouldn't even be talking about Jeremiah Bell. Drew Rosenhaus represents him. Drew Rosenhaus has had a lot of deals with the Eagles. He's looking at a one-year deal wherever he signs. He's 34 years old. Very smart football player, in-the-box player, good size. I think he'd fit what they're looking for. Hey, listen, it's not a secret that the Eagles had interest in LaRon Landry. Okay, it's been documented. People know about it. That would tell me that they're still looking for veteran safety.
Right.
And this is a guy who would fit that profile.
Okay. We're going to take a little break, Adam. We want to get Derek Landry on the phone. We'll come back to you in just a bit here. Stay with us. Derek Landry, the Eagle who returns. Another one. I want to go step by step here through this offseason. It's been pretty fascinating how the Eagles have kept this whole thing together and still added a couple of very important pieces and still have room under the salary cap. Makes moves. So we'll be back with Adam Kaplan in a moment. Next up on Eagles Live, Derek Landry on the telephone. He agrees to terms to a one-year deal to remain an Eagle.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew. Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Sign up.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Vanderbilt cornerback Casey Hayward. Casey, a little windy today, but how did you feel like it went out there?
I think overall it went pretty good today. Everybody got to come out here and compete and show what they can do.
Some pretty good receivers on the other side. Do you feel like that's been a good test for you?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been matching up with these guys, some of these guys, for a long time, like 3 or 4 years. You know, all these guys are good out here, so the competition is steep.
Now, you made a lot of plays this year with the ball in the air, right? Is that something that you pride yourself on?
Definitely. You know, the ball in the air, my coach always says, don't let him get it. You always got to go and get it. So we pride ourselves in getting turnovers at Vanderbilt.
Now I got a bone to pick with you because I'm a Wake Forest guy and you took us out. But what were some of the games from your season this year that you would want us to look at?
I want you to look at Alabama, Cincinnati, South Carolina, Ole Miss, all of them, really. I think I did good in all the games. You can go and look at UConn. You can go and look at
the whole portfolio.
Yeah, I think I did pretty good in all these games.
How about when it comes to pressing? Is that something you feel like you can do pretty well?
I think I'm pretty comfortable at it. I'm comfortable at off and on. So we worked on it a lot this year. That's something we worked on in the off season, and we did more of that during the season.
What's been the most difficult part of this week, just sort of getting thrown into the mix?
Just trying to work on their techniques, the techniques that you want. You know, we lined up outside leverage when we normally line up inside. That's just something you have to adjust to. You adjust to different teams, and that's what the Redskins want us to do, so I guess that's what we're trying to do.
How about inside? Do you think you can slide inside and play nickel if fast?
I think I can. I used to be the nickel my sophomore year, and I think I can do it. I just have to get back into it. You just can't jump back into that fire of being in the slot.
That's right. What is the most difficult part about that?
They have a two-way go on you, and it's a lot of fear. So, and if you miss the little guys, most of them little, they can go for a long time.
Now, the Eagles have three Pro Bowl cornerbacks, Asante Samuel, Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, and Nnamdi Asamoah. Do you follow any of those guys? Anybody who you feel like has a similar game to you?
Definitely. I'd say Samuel. He's more of a zone guy. He uses instincts. I think I'm very similar to him. I like to use my instincts and go and attack the ball. That's why he have a lot of picks, and that's why I compare myself to him.
All right, well, Casey, best of luck in the lead-up to the draft. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And the big news of the day today, the Philadelphia Eagles agreeing to terms on a contract one-year deal with defensive tackle Derek Landry. We have Derek on the telephone. Derek, congratulations and welcome back to Philadelphia. What's your sense of feeling right now?
What's my feeling right now?
Yeah.
Happy to be back as an Eagle and can't wait to get back to ball.
So let's talk about this. Really kind of a wild last year for you, moving around a lot. Coming to the Eagles, playing well in preseason, getting the bad news about the 53-man roster, then coming back. How have you handled the whole thing mentally, this whole process?
Just one of those things, you can't let it get to you. Things happen. It's a crazy business, and when you get your chance to play, you got to play.
You seem to fit in perfectly here. What is it about Philadelphia, the locker room, the building, the team, the coaching staff that you like so much?
I don't know. I think Philadelphia is my kind of city. No BS, take no prisoner mentality, and I think the football team is coached the same way. And so I think it's a good fit for me. And I think it's an easy transition, which is why when we came back halfway, quarter way through the season, that there was really no goal.
Derek, what is it about Jim Washburn that works for you? Is his style that unusual, or his technique unusual, or just kind of describe what it's like to play for him?
No, I think Coach Wash just allows us to be ball players. He doesn't try to overanalyze anything, doesn't try to overcoach, and he lets us play football as hard as we can and for as long as we can, and the next guy gets in should do the same thing.
Four straight.
If anything, he just simplifies the game and allows you to play ball the way it should be played.
The last four games, the defense allowed an average of 11.5 points a game. I mean, it was dominating performances. Do you feel good about, bringing in D'Amico Ryans, having some continuity and building off that last quarter of the season success?
Yeah, I think just speaking from the defensive line standpoint, I think we finished strong, and I think that we have a long way to go to be in the defensive line that I think that we can be. And it's exciting to be back and a part of that with the players that we have.
Derek, what kind of feeling did you have leaving the locker room? I mean, you knew you were going to be an unrestricted free agent. What went through your mind at that time? Did you think that you know, maybe he wouldn't be coming back? I mean, was it a weird kind of feeling leaving the locker room at the end of the year?
You know, I was proud for the way that we finished the season. You know, obviously not what we wanted, but I was proud for the way that we finished. And, you know, the thought that I could be back was there, which was exciting. The thought that I might be gone, you know, was a little upsetting. But, you know, it's one of those things that you got a feeling, you know, things are meant to be. It's like crazy things keep happening, but for some reason I keep ending back up in Philadelphia.
Well,
maybe it's just one of those things that it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Any exciting things you did in the off season here? It's been four months since we saw you. Anything fun with Derek Landry?
Oh man, shoot! Been all over the country. You know, I'm from California. My wife's from Buffalo. So, you know, my buddy Maurice Jones Drew got married in California. So we were out there for his wedding.
Nice.
You know, I stood up was in his wedding. My wife was in his wedding. So that was good. We had enjoyed that. And now we're just out here with my in-laws and you know, hanging out, raising our daughter, and having a good time.
Derek, these new rules here, I mean, the off-season is extended for you for a month longer before you come in for the off-season conditioning program. Is that a good thing for Derek Landry? Do you have a really kind of regimented workout program that you go through? What kind of things do you do? I mean, you know what it takes to be in shape. What do you do with this extra month?
Yeah, it's the only thing it is for me is, you know, you don't have to be with whatever team you're on for that month. I mean, I'm a football player year-round, so, you know, there's really no off time. You can take weekends off and weeks off, but you're training. And for me, at least, I have to train year-round to be the player that I expect myself to be and the Eagles expect me to be. So, you know, I've got, you know, a fairly strict diet, fairly strict regimen of working out, and, you know, whether it's in California, whether it's in Buffalo, wherever. And, you know, the good thing is Notre Dame's pretty good to me, so when I'm in Indiana, I get to get back there, and they let me work out with their facilities. But, you know, football's it's not a sport for the week. You got to continue to train and be ready to go.
Well, I guess we'll see here in the next few weeks here. The off-season conditioning program begins middle of this month. And Derek Landry, a Philadelphia Eagle for 2012, hopefully for many years to come. Again, congratulations. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Derek Landry, for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Well, online dating services can get kind of expensive, so to save money, I found a new way to get my profile out there.
Check me out. Everybody says I've got a friendly disposition and they love my spinach dip. 5'10".
Still doing a little exploring on it.
My sign is Sagittarius, I'm into Spanish cheese. My hairline is receding, but I'm getting a weed. Getting a weed.
There's an easier way to save. Ooh, what's on Ronald tonight? Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here with Wisconsin offensive lineman Kevin Zeitler. And Kevin, just give us a little bit of a scouting report on yourself.
I feel like I'm a better run blocker than pass blocker currently. I'm working hard on in that area, and I'm just hoping to impress some people this week.
And versatility, obviously, to play both guard positions and a little bit of center, maybe?
Yeah, I have a start working at left guard and center this week. I've only played right guard in college, and you know, versatility is key for interior linemen, and trying to do my best to master the other two.
A long tradition of good offensive tackles, or offensive linemen, rather, out of Wisconsin. That's something you have some pride in?
Oh, yeah. The tradition at Wisconsin's always been great for linemen, and to be the next wave of that, possibly be the next wave, it's just an honor.
What kinds of off-the-beaten-path questions are you getting from guys, from scouts?
I haven't actually gotten too many. I was kind of surprised. I was prepared for all sorts of crazy ones, but I haven't really gotten any.
Too bad. We asked one guy before. He said people are asking him if he's a good guy or not. Are you a good guy?
I would think I am. Yes.
Fair enough. As you look forward, you said you feel like you're a better run blocker. What do you feel like you need to work on in terms of pass protection?
There's a whole bunch of things, little things with my sets and hands, and there's a whole bunch. But I think it's doable in a rather quick amount of time.
In the North practices, you don't necessarily have to single anybody out, but who's been impressive to you in terms of on the other side of the ball?
We have a lot of good players over there. I know that nose tackle from Michigan, he plays very hard and he gives a lot of effort, so that is impressive.
You've had some experience going up against him, right?
He covered mostly the center in college, but a little bit, yeah.
And then just, not necessarily to put you on the spot, but where do you hope to see yourself coming off the board come April?
I'm not very picky. I just want to have someone give me a chance, and I'm going to do everything I can to make the most of it.
You know about Howard Mudd at all?
Is he the O-line coach?
The Eagles O-line coach.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Well, fair enough. Well, good luck, Kevin, as we make our way to the draft.
Thank you.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here in our studio, our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Good show today. Thanks for being part of it. If you'd like to call us and talk Eagles, 215-339-6709. You ready for some questions?
Sure.
There are. We just get back to this Jeremiah Bell thing, getting some interest from a couple of teams here. You don't think there's a great chance he comes back, right? Or comes here?
I think there's a chance, but I wouldn't say that anything's imminent or close. I think they're trying to work it out.
So what do you look at? When you see safety here, what do you think about this group here? Are the Eagles going to go with what they have? Could they use a first-round pick on that safety?
No, you and I had been talking, I guess the last couple times I was on, I said I'm pretty convinced they're going to add a veteran safety. Now, I didn't know who it was going to be.
So if it's not Jeremiah Bell, there's nothing else out there.
There are some guys down there. There's guys like Jim Leonard, who's coming off injury, but it's a good football player. There are guys out there. But you're looking at one-year veteran minimum-type deals. I think that's what you're looking at. And we'll see if, you know, Bell also has other options out there, so we'll have to see what happens, but it always helps when you have a coach who's coached you before, and that's what we mentioned earlier, that Todd Bowles has that connection with Bell, so we'll have to see what happens. But they really need someone who's started a bunch of games before, and I think that's the situation at strong safety. You need to have that competition there, and I think they'll have that at some point.
Adam, a player who Eagles fans have talked about here for a couple of years now, is Plaxico Burress, wide receiver, getting no action, it seems, in free agency. What's going on with him?
I think it's another guy. He's turned 35 years old. You know, he's only going to, you want to have him on the field for a specific amount of plays. He's not a guy who's going to the field 60 plays, 50 plays. So that lowers what his asking price could be. Last year, he made fully guaranteed a little bit over $3 million. He's probably looking at a deal for about $2 million. Now, he may want to wait because right now, there might not be a big difference between what he might make now or what he might make closer to training camp. So he might wait and see if he'd get a better deal. But here's the problem. There's a draft coming up.
Yeah. I don't see how waiting.
Draft, by the way.
I don't see how waiting helps you.
I don't know. I don't think it helps them that much, but I don't know if they do. I don't think the money's going to be that much different. And then you look at this draft, Dave. These receivers are big. I mean, this is the draft of big receivers. Eagles could get somebody like that if they want.
Let's go to the telephones. Herb in Philadelphia joins us. Hello, Herb.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, with the draft coming up, I have, I think, no feel for what's going to happen.
Well, with the first pick or overall?
Over first pick. Okay. I don't think there's any chance at all of Cox being available, and I don't know if they would want to draft, go up high enough to get him.
Will Cox be there?
Not at 15. He's the best defensive lineman for this draft, not just the best D tackle. Herb, I think, you know, that we haven't discussed Tannehill. I'm not saying they don't have interest. They're not trading up for Tannehill. Now, if he dropped to 15, they'd have a decision to make, but they're not going to trade up for Tannehill. The player that they draft this year in the first round has got to play, and he's got to be an impact player. To me, okay, let's say, for instance, it's not Fletcher Cox. Is Brockers that guy? Can he make an impact? He's a big guy. You know, he might be the biggest D tackle for this draft, and this guy's really long. Somebody who they draft, I think, Herb, is going to provide an impact. So we'll see who that is. Does Brockers fit
the Washburn scheme?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. I know Cox definitely would be because he has athleticism, first step. Guys in this scheme have to have a good first step, and Cox does. But again, he's going to be long gone. I think I was doing a mock draft on my show this week, and I had him going sixth to the Rams. That's how much I think of him and how much people in the NFL think of him. So we'll have to see what happens.
Will the Eagles – hey, thanks, Herb, for the call. Okay. Will the Eagles trade up for a Fletcher Cox? I mean, would they go up and get a defensive tackle who isn't going to start? But you can see a need there. You can see a depth need.
You say Cox wouldn't start, but I'll tell you what, he's playing 40%, 50% of the snaps if he came here, and that's an impact player to me. Derek Landry was an impact player in the 34% of the snaps that he played last year.
Well, so if he's playing 40% of the snaps, who's he taking snaps from?
I think he would be the third or fourth tackle, but I'm not sure how they'd line him up, but I know this guy could get to the passer. He's got very quick first step. He's a guy who's going to go in the top 10.
Okay.
He's an impact player.
Lewis from New Jersey joins us. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you and Adam as well.
Thank you. What's up?
Let's talk a little Eagles football. That's
yes,
you guys.
Yes, that's what we're here for, my man.
So I'm interested in Michael Floyd at number 15.
Adam thinks he's going to be gone.
Me on
Adam thinks he's going to be gone by
I think he'll be gone by 15, but you know, fans have been asking me like crazy. They want him to come to the Eagles. I'm not saying he wouldn't contribute. He certainly would. Who are you taking? That's a question. Who are you taking off the field?
Well, you're right. And what you can do, though, you can get very creative in your personnel packages.
Yes.
You can get very creative in your matchups. But the Eagles do not run a lot of four wides. And Michael Floyd's not coming in and playing the slot.
Well, I don't believe that he would. Obviously, Jason Evans, best hands in the NFL.
Well, the slot is a different way of lining up, running routes, getting off bump coverage. I mean, just a totally – it's playing tight end, but just being displaced off the line.
He is really talented.
Right.
He's a really talented guy.
But listen, Lewis, I'll tell you this. I mean, if you are going with the premise that you're taking the best player on the board at 15, it's not to me inconceivable that a wide receiver can slide down to 15.
Save the three off-the-field issues that he's had. I mean, that's a part of his background, which you have to feel comfortable with. But from a talent standpoint and a skill standpoint, he runs better than you think. Floyd's got a big body. But again, down the line, here's the way you have to look at it. Jackson's going to be here a long time. He's got his new deal.
Right.
Macklin is a good football player. People have to remember where he was 2 years ago. You can't blame him for that strange illness, which turned out to be nothing, but it was a major scare.
Yeah.
He's a really good football player. I don't see how you justify taking Floyd at 15, but Dave makes a fair point. If he's the best player on the board at 15, you have a decision to make.
I mean, I'll tell you one
thing. Find a way to do it.
Hey, Lewis, I got to tell you one thing. You look at the roster, and you naturally, as I do, think defense. But the Eagles have not addressed the running back position as we maybe expected they would or will. They have not addressed tight end, and who knows? They have not addressed the quarterback position other than Trent Edwards, who's not a guaranteed player. They have not addressed safety. Is it ridiculous? I don't think they go outside linebacker first round. I think that's a waste of a pick at 15.
Really?
Maybe if you trade
speaking of running back,
an outside linebacker.
Even the Boston College linebackers area, you'd say is a waste of a pick?
At 15?
Really? That's what he's
going to
go.
Not at 15.
You know, he's going to go somewhere between 15 and 25.
I don't know if an outside linebacker in a 4-3 defense is a 15th
pick. Somebody made a really good point to me and said that, you know what, though? If you draft, no matter what team you are, if you draft Kuechly, you're solving an issue at one position. There's your starter for 8 to 10 years. 6 to 8, 10 years, I'd say. So that's fine. I mean, at what point, though, let me ask you this question. At what point are you going to address linebacker? Not middle, both outside positions.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that these guys are the be-all, end-all, but I'm not giving up on Brian Roll. I'm not giving up on Casey Matthews. I want to see them. I mean, the jump from year one to year two should be a
full
off
season. Okay.
I'm not giving up on Jamar Chaney.
But where's the competition? Don't you think they need
another
guy?
The competition is Keenan Clayton. The competition is the kid, Monty Simmons, who knows?
But
fine.
You don't.
I'm not drafting a first round pick for competition. I'm drafting a first round pick to
start. Where is. Okay.
Make an impact.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are these guys who are
currently
on the roster good enough? Are they good enough?
I don't know that yet.
So then why don't you bring somebody else in?
Because I don't know if other than Kuechly, who I expect to be gone in the top 10, I expect the Chiefs to take him, wherever they're drafting, 12th or whatever.
Okay.
What are you going to tell me that Zach Brown is a candidate guy?
Where is the high upside, high-end guy?
I mean, it's in the middle. It's in the middle.
Okay.
He's the high-end upside guy.
You and I are not agreeing.
I'm playing a 4-3 defense. I'm not playing a 3-4.
Bring another guy in.
Absolutely.
When I look at
it's not
good enough. Was it good enough last year, outside linebacker? Were the results
Brian
good
Roll was pretty darn good.
I thought he was a nice player. I think they need competition there.
Okay.
How about at strong side?
I'm moving Jamar Chaney.
Right. I mean, I think that's obvious.
And I like Jamar
I think
Chaney.
They need to add another linebacker on the outside, at least one.
And with the first pick.
Potentially. Somewhere.
You have 2 second-round picks.
Okay.
Okay. And if Kuechly's there at 15, tell me else who's there at 15. But if Kuechly's there at 15, I probably would take him. I'm not scared of, I don't make the picks, obviously, but I don't think the Eagles are scared either or reluctant or just crossing it off of taking they've not done a linebacker first round under Andy Reid. I don't think that means they won't do a linebacker first round.
Let me give you an example.
They would if the right guy's there.
Bill Belichick had never taken a linebacker before the sixth round. Tully Bandicane was the highest guy. No one thought they'd take Gerard Mayo in the first round. And he did after, 7 years
and
of
being with
the football
team. And then he took Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, so it could change. Yeah. I just think that if you're trying to be a championship team, you've got to have as much competition
every
single position.
I agree, and I will tell you that I think that the worst thing you can do is fall in love with players. I'm not falling in love with Casey Matthews or Keenan Clayton, although Keenan Clayton's had 2 years and hasn't done it yet. I'm not falling in love with Brian Roll, but I'm also not going to cut them off the head. They didn't have an off season last year. I mean, to me, the biggest projection for the Eagles this year is Jaquan Jarrett. Do you believe in him enough that you don't go out and draft a safety high or bring a safety?
The next one is Mark Barron. I'm just looking at all the questions I've gotten. Barron's the one, and Barron's the best safety for this draft. Okay.
I mean, does he walk in and start? In 2 years, is he a Pro Bowl player? 3 years, is he a Pro Bowl player?
You know what?
And then if he is, then you don't pass him up.
If you think he is, at 15? I mean, I don't know if
I
know.
Wait, so you're saying that?
I think he's going to go. I think he's going to go somewhere in the first round. No. I didn't. What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
You went safety.
At 15. At 15. That's what you're saying. Now, again, I'm saying if you're drafting Mark Barron, you're saying goodbye to Jaquan Jarrett's chances to start. You're admitting that pick was not safety. Huh?
One safety starts.
you don't spend a second-round pick. Anyone who's drafted within the first 3 rounds, you're projected to be a starter by the time the rookie contract's done.
Yeah.
If you're drafting Mark Barron in the first round, you're not, if you're the Eagles, you're saying that Jaquan Jarrett will not start. He's not going to start. He's not a free safety.
Or Nate Allen's not good enough to play.
No, but Nate Allen has better range than Jarrett. Jarrett does not have the coverage range.
Is Mark Barron a strong safety?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I'm not taking a strong safety. I'm not taking a box player at 15.
I think he can actually play both, to be honest with you.
Well, then that's not what I just asked you. Is he a strong safety or a free safety?
I think he's more of a box player, but we'll see.
Then maybe if you believe that he's a great safety. The Eagles need to be better at safety.
They do.
right?
No question about it.
Marv in Atlantic City. Marv. Hi, Marv.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just yelling.
Good. How you doing?
Ow.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way that you feel, Dave, but I feel about the different position. I feel as though if we took a quarterback for that 15 pick would be a joke.
I don't think it would be well received by Eagles fans. It would have to be a lot of explanation here. Unless you believe that guy's ready to be the second quarterback this year
and start
year
two.
I think we can get some talent at QB in late in the round.
I don't know.
Do you
think these quarterbacks, Adam, in the Kirk Cousins, the Russell Wilsons, the Brandon Whedon?
Russell Wilson is not the answer. I love Russell Wilson as a quarterback, but he's 5'11".
A bunch of teams that need, quarterbacks. I don't think.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Kirk Cousins, who was here for a visit, I think Kirk Cousins is good. He's going to go in rounds two to three. Is Brandon Whedon, who turns 29. I think you look at Cousins. I think Cousins would fit the West Coast scheme, quick timing base passer. Great Senior Bowl week, good arm, good leadership. Tape is inconsistent, I'm all aware of that, but I think there are a bunch of guys out there that you could look at rounds two through four that you could bring in. Brandon Whedon, to me, is another guy, rounds two through three. Good but not great arm strength. This guy's a smart football player. I'll be interested to see what the Eagles do at quarterback. I've said for weeks now, actually months, that the Eagles probably will look at a quarterback in round two. I'm going to stick with that. But I think with you, and they have two picks in the second round, correct?
Correct.
I think that's why they could afford to do that. Go ahead.
Other than quarterback, we really haven't talked a lot about adding to the offense.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to add to this offense? What can this team add to the offense in the draft?
A veteran running back or in the draft?
Hang on.
Either at running back.
Give me a guy. Give me a veteran running back first. Who do you got?
I
like Justin Forsett, too.
I don't know why he has not been signed anywhere. Is that right? I haven't talked to him.
I don't think he has.
I like that one. Yeah, he's a versatile running back.
I have Cal, right?
Yep.
Played in Seattle.
Very good.
Yeah.
Was with the Colts for a little bit, then Seattle brought him back. But this coaching staff doesn't want him. He's still out there. He hasn't had any visits. I'm surprised. He'd be a great fit. He's exactly what they need. I just don't know. Okay, so you said, what about a running back in the draft? There's some guys out there.
I'll take Justin Forsett. I'm fine with that.
I'd like to have somebody
who could
handle.
Unless I get David Wilson.
Well, taking David Wilson, who might go late first, early second, you have to justify getting him on the field. How many carries is someone going to get behind LeSean McCoy? However, you need a guy, if McCoy got hurt, God forbid, that could come in and handle a lot of work, who could catch the football. Forsett is not great at blocking. He's okay. But he could catch the football. He can handle some carries. He's done it before. David Wilson's a really good football player. That in the second round, I don't see it in the second round, Dave. I don't see it.
Okay.
It would surprise me. But could they get a running back in this draft? Absolutely. Who's got size? He's got a little size to him.
We haven't talked about fullback yet either. Stanley Havili is the fullback here. I know the fullback doesn't play a ton. I don't think the draft is loaded with fullbacks, but there are a few fifth, sixth round kind of guys.
You're about three or four fullbacks worth drafting. I think they might have competition. Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, that could come in with a veteran later on. The kind of low-end positions right now, you either spend middle to late in the draft, or you wait until the numbers are exactly where you want them. Could be one-year veteran minimum, something like that. But there's no reason to sign anybody right now.
And Owen Schmidt still has not found a spot.
Nothing going on with Owen Schmidt.
Amazing. I thought he played well last year.
For the little he was on the field, he did okay.
Box in D.C. joins us. Hello, Box.
What's going on, Dave?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much. I talked to you like a couple weeks ago, man.
Yes.
This is right before D'Amico got signed. You were like, something's going to happen. You guys will enjoy what happened. And he got signed. And I'm really excited. I think they're doing really good things. Everything looks good. I guess my question is, you guys don't seem to think Cox is going to be there at 15. I think Barron might be a little young to come in after you just drafted Jarrett last year. So I guess, where do you see them trading back? Later in the first round.
Is Dontari Poe somebody you take at 15?
He's going to go.
Everybody's going to go, Adam.
He's
going to
go probably late first, early second, somewhere in that area.
Who?
Poe.
Where?
Somewhere mid to late first round or early second. Poe.
All right, well, 15 is mid round.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't agree with those negatives. I don't know whose draft stuff you're using. I don't agree with it.
That's the draft expert, Fran Duffy.
Yeah, I think here's the problem with post-tape. Talking to a GM, it's just based on their – he played through their scheme. I talked to a GM who really likes him, but he said Cox and Poe are not even comparable based on talent, based on production and talent level. He said Cox is probably the best T-tackle prospect he called in the last 10 years. I thought that was a little strong.
More than the Haloti Nata?
Not as a different guy, though. And in Cox like Nata, could play in a 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he just, as a pure pass rusher, interior lineman, he's really good.
He can play end and
yeah, you can move him around. He's really good. Yeah, he's really good.
Younger Colin Jenkins. All right, let's take a little break here. When we come back, more phone calls with Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro. Coming back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Eagles Live. We are 2 weeks away from our Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. Coming right back.
We want to protect the house.
Right.
But
home security systems can be really expensive. So to save money, we actually just adopted a rescue panther.
I think I might.
We find that we don't need to sleep that much.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports. Live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Hi, I'm Eagle safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Top safety available in the upcoming NFL draft, according to our Mike Mayock. But Alabama's Mark Barron still has many hurdles to clear. Barron sat out the Senior Bowl with what was then described as a rib injury. Come to find out, he needed surgery for a double hernia that left him unable to work out at the scouting combine. So Barron's going to get his first crack in front of a captive audience at Alabama's second pro day in Tuscaloosa, March 29th. For more on Barron, here's Mark's first draft presented by GMC.
Mark Barron.
Oh, Mark!
Safety.
Come on. Picked up by the
top. Alabama.
Mark Barron.
Who is Mark Barron? A loyal person. Strong, smart, talented. My style of play, I really don't know how to describe it. I just do whatever got to be done. I like to hit. I've been like that since I was 6 years old. I mean, that's just how I was taught to play the game. You're going to hit somebody and make it hurt. Man, I ain't never had a broken bone in my life. What I just had recently, this double sports hernia, I've been playing with that for like 2 years. I mean, anybody who got something to say about that, tell them to step on the field with me. I've been chasing that dream since I was 6 years old. My family, they already proud of me for what I've accomplished thus far. But for them to see me accomplish my dream, I think it's going to make me even more proud. And when that day finally gets here, I couldn't tell you what my emotions are going to be like. I've been working hard for a long time. That's just going to represent success and shows that hard work do pay off.
All right, so that is Mark Barron, Dave Spadaro with you, along with Adam Kaplan. It is amazing. The draft is 2.5 weeks away.
Can't believe it.
Okay, let's get some of your reaction. You know, we've Asante Samuel's been very public, tweeting about, you know, kind of stating his case as a cornerback. He's not going to get an argument from me. Very good player, Pro Bowl player. Love him as an Eagle. Your feeling on what will happen with Asante Samuel?
I just can't see him on the roster this season to start opening day. Now, does that mean he'll be traded before the draft, during the draft? I don't know. But to get Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie on the field more, you've got to make a decision there with him, with Samuel. So I think that's what it comes down to. They want to get Rodgers-Cromartie on the field. He deserves to be on the field on the outside, as we kind of illustrated during the regular season. And we'll see. But, you know, let's put it this
way.
But
there's a market, apparently, for Asante.
There should be. But let's put it this way. If he's on the team this season, how could you make the situation better than it was last year? I think that's what this offseason is for. You know, the coaches have to assume, because he's under contract, that he'll be with the team this season. So as far as they're concerned, they've got to figure out a way to make it work better than it did last season. I didn't think it worked well enough last season. Let's face it. It didn't.
And the other question at cornerback is, who plays the slot position? Will it be Hoselio Hansen? Will they give Curtis Marsh a shot? Will they draft somebody? I thought Greg Cosell last week, when we were talking to him about Demetrius Bell, and it is a defined position now in the NFL, the slot cornerback.
Specialty position, you're absolutely right. And I think you could use more size. Hanson's not a real big guy. I could certainly see some size there. You talked about Curtis Marsh, but the issue with Marsh is he hasn't really played yet, so you really don't know anything about him, whether he can handle the job.
Yeah.
So to me, there's nothing wrong with bringing in a bigger corner with size.
Okay. Let's talk to Mike in the Bay Area. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Hey, right on time. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I really was the corner position. I thought of all the weaknesses you could say we had on defense last year, I thought the slot corner was the worst position for us. So I just really wanted to ask Adam, well, two questions. But first one, just why do you think, or who do you think, who do you like at the corner position? I think that's what we're going to go with.
In a draft, is cornerback a possibility at 15? That'd be a stunner. Wow. The Eagles are stunners.
Let me give an example. This is going back a ways, but when the Dolphins selected Jamar Fletcher, who was a corner, former corner out of Wisconsin, in the first round, I was stunned. I'm like, wait a minute, they've got, this is when Sam Madison was there and Patrick Surtain, and I'm like, what are they doing? Well, I'm thinking, okay, if you could justify it, that the slot corner now, the nickel corner's on the field for a minimum of 40%, and some teams play the slot corner as much as 60%. So, you know what? It's a great thought. I never even thought about that, but it's got to be someone who probably has experience doing it. I'd have to take a broader look, so that's something we'll look at the next couple times I'm on the show. But I would call it an outside shot. Guy's got to have some size.
Outside shot for an inside position. And Rodgers-Cromartie, by the way, his final year of his contract, so that's
right.
Another contract issue that Howie Roseman and the negotiating team will have to deal with. Mike, what do you think?
Well, that's really what I wanted to know from Adam. I think Kilpatrick. They were talking about a lot.
Drake and Kilpatrick.
Gilmore. Yep. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on those two corners.
Right. And I think those guys have size. And I think what you could also look at here, if they're able to trade Asante Samuel, they're clearing up a major cap problem. Because he's counting for, $11 million. I think it's $10.9 million. I don't have it in front of me. Last time I looked at it, his final cap figure is $10.9 million. You need to move that off your roster if you can. I mean, that changes everything. Because if they did, Dave, that would give them money to sign someone like Burris or Bell. Go and sign a veteran nickel corner who's got some size. So there's a lot of flexibility here if you remove Samuel's cap number. If it's on the team, if they think it's going to be on the team, I think they might do something in the draft. It's a really good thought. I think you might be onto something.
I don't think there's – we keep talking about all these different positions. Is there a position that you say no way the Eagles are going to draft at 15?
I still don't think they would take a quarterback at 15. I really don't. And the only guy that would be – see, if Tannehill drops, I still think he goes in the top 10. Could the Eagles afford to take someone who they're not going to play this season? I know you're taking the guy for the length of his contract and for a long career, but I think that you get a Fletcher Cox in here, you get an impact player at D-tackle, someone who can make a difference. You straighten up the nickel position a little bit, the slot mm-hmm. corner position. You get more competition in there. And the outside linebackers play significantly better than they did last season. You're looking at a potential Super Bowl team. This offense, if you know, Vic obviously has to play better. He needs to play
minimize
better than
the turnovers,
right.
Be better in the red zone.
There are a lot of ifs with this football team. I'll tell you what, this is a pretty good roster. I mean, I didn't think they'd bring Landry back. They were able to do that. They were able to make some moves here in the offseason. I wasn't sure if they'd be able to do it. They got Mathis back. I'm telling you right now, that thing came. It looked like all the way that Mathis was coming back. The Ravens made a play for him. I mean, they've been able to secure some players, which I wasn't thought they'd be able to do it. You had a couple more pieces. This could be potentially a very, very good football team.
All right,
team.
Well, then let's get a kick returner in here. Where that's
they're holes
from.
Here, but they're holes. I'm not. I mean, listen, we know they're holes here.
Kick returner, you need some depth. Needs to save
you need a kick returner. The Eagles need a kick returner in general. Okay, they need a punt returner. You think is DeSean Jackson's results good enough last season? No, they weren't. I think you need to bring those guys in here. But
as a punt returner,
I think you need. But you know what? Why not bring more competition? See, it's all about competition. I like the way that some of these teams have done it. They don't care if they have a good starter.
I agree.
If you could bring someone in who could push that guy,
agree.
I mentioned on your show probably 6 weeks ago about Brian Rall. Brian Rall played well last season.
I'm not against.
Why not bring in more competition?
I'm not against that. I'm just saying
nobody should feel good about their jobs after last season. They really should.
I'm. But what's interesting is in light of that, they have looked to retain as much continuity as possible.
Yes, it's a good, very good core of a roster.
Let's go
but
to.
You need more pieces.
Let's go to Vivac in Winnipeg. Hey, Vivac.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Good, welcome to the show.
Yeah, first-time caller.
Thanks, man.
Well, my whole thing on this position that surprised me is defensive end. We think we've seen quite a few in the last couple of years. I don't see that happening.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He's talking about defensive end, bringing in a defensive end. You know, Colin Jenkins could probably play some snaps at DN. Brandon Graham's got to play. You got the two older starters, although they're in great shape. They've not had an injury history at all. Could they add one more DN? Darryl Tapp staying. He didn't hit as I mentioned a couple months ago, he didn't hit the numbers to hit that roster bonus. So,
right.
Where are they going to play another defensive end? I mean, and Philip Hunt looks like he's a player.
It's a good point, though. I mean, you never, if you believe in the philosophy of you can never have enough.
Well, that's really getting competition because I don't know where.
Well, I mean, again,
I mean, they
have
five guys who really, I mean, they
Brandon
really
Graham
guys.
Is so huge in this whole equation. So huge. And if you get a superstar.
Well, we would be assuming that Darryl Tapp and Brandon Graham are going to have an impact on the defense. Well, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
Yeah, so, but man,
but
someone's got to go. Philip Hunt is a player. I mean, I know he didn't play a ton, but when he was on the field, he definitely showed us something. Yeah. So, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Play up here in Winnipeg for.
Oh, nice. Right.
Years.
Oh, did he play for the Blue Bombers?
Yeah.
I can't
he
remember.
For the Bombers
okay.
up here.
Gotcha.
And, he had some real talent. I was hoping to see him on the field more last year. I just think at 15, you have to go either defensive tackle, maybe an outside linebacker to bring in some competition. Otherwise, you trade back, get some depth at receiver, get some depth at running back, maybe tight end. That sounds like a solid plan to me.
Vivac, thanks for the call. If you're taking, you know, you're specifying positions there. I just don't like to specify positions.
Take the best guy.
If you think that the Eagles' three needs are outside linebacker, defensive tackle, and safety going into the draft, and their first three picks are in any order, defensive tackle, linebacker, safety, I don't think you've had a good draft. I really don't. I think you're projecting, you're looking for players to fill
because
needs.
They're not
your highest
after
rated player.
Cox, I don't think Brockers probably not the best player on the board at 15. I see what you're doing. I get it. You would not be taking the best player on the board. You're trying to fill a need. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I've been here through all the John Harris draft picks. Okay?
Ray Rhodes saying he's going to make him a player. Oh, you bet.
And I've seen the Eagles try to fit players draft for need.
Sure.
It doesn't work.
No.
But
every team has made that mistake.
Andy's had a good run with first-round picks, by and large. Second-round picks have struggled.
Up and down.
Up and down. Right. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, let's take one more phone call. Before we wrap it up today, we're back next Monday, and then, of course, the following week is draft week. Yes. Vic in Atlanta. Hello. Hello, Vic.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm a big Eagles fan down in Atlanta, Georgia, man. I've been watching since 2000, man. I've been watching the team for a long time.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Thank you.
I think they should, when they first selected to get Mark Barron, I think he'll make a big impact on that defense for that taking this. I think Mark Barron will really make a big difference.
You know, I cannot tell you about Mark Barron. I am not a draft expert. I can tell you that the safeties need to be a lot better, but I don't know anything about Mark Barron. So I'll
he's the best safety for the he's the best safety available for this draft. I mean, who could definitely make an impact? But I mean, how many times are you gonna make high picks? You got a second rounder, Allen. Yeah. You got a first rounder. You got 2 seconds. Allen's a first rounder. Was the
and
first rounder?
You're right. If you don't take,
I mean, I don't know.
If you take a safety, you don't believe in Jaquan Jarrett.
I still, to a degree.
Nate Allen. All right, Adam. Thanks so much for being part of our show today. Thanks to our staff here. Great show. Thanks to Derek Landry. His deal, 1-year deal with the Eagles. He's here. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as well as Tony Pauline.